Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Blackhawks' own sexual harassment policy, which required investigation of all reports of sexual harassment to be conducted promptly and thoroughly, was violated. The failure to promptly and thoroughly investigate the matter and the decision to take no action from May 23rd to June 14th had consequences. During that period, Aldridge continued to work with and travel with the team.
That's Reed Schar of Jenner and Block, the co-chair of their litigation department, who has been an assistant U.S. attorney who graduated from Stanford Northwestern School of Law with honors. It was a law review at Northwestern and is well regarded by his peers, and I think did as good a job as any one of us could expect. And I think the Blackhawks did as well as one would reasonably expect a private company to do in the wake of commissioning something like this. We've got a couple of news notes that I want to get to before we move on here. According to Ian Rappaport of NFL.com, Khalil Mack is not expected to play this week for the Bears. The team will allow his ailing foot to rest, giving him 3 weeks while an injured reserve to heal and rehab is being discussed. And Shams Charania is reporting that Zach LaVine has a small ligament tear in the thumb of his non-shooting hand, but intends to play through the injury. According to The Athletic and Stadium, it's a matter of pain tolerance, and Zach LaVine wants to play. Anything else going on?
Yeah, this is a very, very busy news cycling day. We would have normally led with everything that was said by Jason Peters, but that today is not the day.
Yes, you declared him our coach.
Yeah, Jason Peters is my head coach. My head coach. Okay. I don't know who you guys' head coach is, but Jason Peters is my guy now. He speaks truth and gives player updates on injuries and is not afraid and is going to the Hall of Fame. So that's the resume. I'm glad we can at least inject a little levity into this because it is so heavy. And we didn't quite know how to tackle this, I think, Dan. We were talking about the punishment side of this and the justice side of this, at least from a hockey standpoint, what happens on that side. And then also the biggest takeaways from the report that was incredibly well done. And I would like to say, a lot of times these things are redacted. And in this case, nothing was.
They still did an outstanding job protecting some anonymity. And I noticed there are people in NFL circles who read this report and are then referring to some of what Roger Goodell has said about why the Washington football team inquest isn't being released similarly. And I think it's completely fair. I do think that if this report can be done and certain anonymities were protected, it is no excuse for those who are clamoring for the NFL's investigation or the private investigation of the Washington football team for that to be released similarly. I think that's totally fair.
I'm sure we can talk about that with Mike Florio, too, because there was a public information request based on those emails that also came across from, I believe, the Federal Oversight Committee last week. But when it came to this, the thing that upset me first off was the idea that a predator got to have his day with the cop and have his name engraved. Let's let him have his day with the cop. He ruined people's lives and assaulted people at will. But let's let him take the cup to his hometown. You know, that place where he also, unfortunately, faced a criminal investigation.
It just twists the
knife. And was convicted.
It just twists the knife. And the victim's right there. The victim, the one, a victim, I shouldn't say the victim, a victim that we know of is right there. He has to watch that. He has to watch that. It's one thing for us to know it now after the fact, but he had to watch him take pictures with Joel Quenneville and the coaching staff. The pictures are all there. And by the way, read the report.
Yep.
And look at the pictures. If you don't, after you read the report, look at the pictures. I'm going to retweet the report right now, just sort of without comment, a link to it from Jenner.com.
And just so everybody knows, it's not as long as you think it is because of the footnotes that have to occur and the legal footnotes and the citing of sources and why they do it that way. So if you think it's a large undertaking, it's a heavy undertaking, but it's time-wise, it's not as long as you think it is just because all the sources had to be cited. There are footnotes, there are page numbers, paragraphs, etc. And another note that I found really upsetting from this, like just the extra stuff that should make you extra mad as if the other obvious things did not. The fact that he also got 35,622 in severance and bonus. And that severance money was after taxes. After taxes, he got a $35,000 check. To go away.
And when he went away, what did he do?
Well,
he preyed on somebody else.
We don't know what he did at Notre Dame because they won't tell us.
Nope, not interested.
He received a favorable Miami. The University of Miami at Ohio said he received a favorable reference from Notre Dame. That was as far as they got with that information. At least the University of Miami at Ohio, Miami of Ohio, decided to comply. And they didn't even try to stop him from doing this to somebody else. And also, one of the most disturbing things to me about this from an organizational standpoint was how much McIsaac and McDonough just decided to shut everything down.
That's the McDonough playbook. And this isn't the only thing with which they did that. And I have tried over the years to drop a lot of breadcrumbs on a lot of stories and a lot of things that were going on with a lot of Blackhawks teams. And their last cup champion is, and I said, one of the better professional coaching jobs that I've ever seen based on what was going on behind the scenes. But under the reign of John McDonough, this wasn't all that was covered up. This wasn't all.
And once again, the threat of either we let you go or we investigate you. You've decided whose side you want to be on. And it's his.
Yep. When you make it your own, you choose his side because it's in your best interest to choose his side because there's too much hockey going on. There are too many other things. There's too much money rolling in. It's a truth with which we continue to deal. Can I read you an email? And I would be lying if I didn't say that some of this crossed my mind as well. And I think this is a well-considered email. And it comes from Stonecutter, who is usually sending us insightful Bears stuff. I'm just going to read this word for word. Significant mental trauma can result from a bunch of built-up, undischarged guilt. And when the people who you lied for and protected suddenly don't have your back when you are suffering yourself, maybe with traumatic brain injuries, it makes the somatic responses even more intense, especially when covering up those same traumatic brain injuries led in whole or in part to a teammate committing suicide. And then you're forced to tell similar lies about a teammate and supposed friend. Sometimes when people do bad things for years and years, they start to break down as covering up their ethical transgressions becomes too much to bear. A decade goes by. You realize you're a representative of an organization with so many skeletons in the closet, so many crimes committed and crimes covered up, and you start to realize that you're at the intersection of so many of these transgressions. And then mysterious physical symptoms start showing up with no explanation. You feel sick to your stomach. Your brain gets fuzzy. That sound a bit like chronic inflammatory response syndrome? I don't know the answer to that. It's my response. I can't say that's not plausible. I can't say that's unreasonable. The answer is I don't know.
We have to hear from Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane.
Yep. And when he's...
Like, this is all there for...
Yeah, the reference there to Steve Montador's suicide is an important one. And if you really want to start asking questions about... Go back to Clint Reif. Go back to the assistant equipment manager who hanged himself. Really start asking questions about what's going on. And there'll be a time and a place for some of that. And this is what I was very friendly with John McDonough for a long time. Goes back to when he was with the Cubs. He and I worked out at the same... Hell, this is absolute complete coincidence that I'm wearing a T-shirt that I got from Lehman Sports Club, where he belonged as well. It's condos now. But John and I used to see each other all the time in the locker room when we used to go, you know, and work out. We both worked out at the same club. And we talked about a ton of stuff. Got a lot of insight. We used to sit, you know, maybe, you know, watch a baseball game occasionally together. And I posted the picture that we talked about earlier, and it's really hard. It's hard to know. And I'm not saying we're close friends. I'm saying, you know, we just more than just passing acquaintances. We were friendly, and always liked being around him. And I had new people who worked for him and knew how difficult he could be as a boss. And I heard some of those stories and always tried to sort of reconcile that reputation with this. But now it's really hard. That makes it makes it extra hard. And that's unfortunately life.
Would you say that perhaps because you are in a position of power with a very big radio show and a person of influence that perhaps he needed your favor?
No question.
And knowing these things?
Sure. Of course, and that's politics. And he was a brilliant politician. And it always makes you feel a little used. And I think David Haw did a really nice job writing about it in his column. And that's why it also hit home with me. Like, what? And that's why I always have been honest with you, the listener, when it comes to this stuff. That I do feel. And I had a lot of Hawks fans angry with me, and have had various fans angry with me because I have always promised you that I'll try to ask those hard questions despite all that, and I will try to be conscious of that and never be waving pom-poms and never be cheerleading to the point where I let things where I miss stuff. And I don't think I have, and I think there will be a time. And I always say, if you want to, and as some of this stuff was going on, the other Blackhawks controversies in the wake of the equipment manager suicide and everything that went down there, and I said, if you ever want to talk to me about it with the real stuff, I'm happy to. Or reports of a fight and then a police report disappears. When that stuff happens, when a police report that was written up just all of a sudden vanishes into thin air, that stuff happens. I'll talk about it. And I like to think that I continue to ask the hardest possible questions. I don't know. Could I have submitted a Freedom of Information Act request? I guess. Could I always probably have done a little bit more? Yeah. And I don't know. But Layla, you're right to ask that. Sure. Of course I'm getting worked over a little bit. And we all need to be conscious of that.
I think what upsets me a lot of times when it comes to this stuff, because through a friend of a friend, I came across an account of somebody who was at Michigan State, and they talked about being guilty for not knowing. And I said, usually they were involved in the Nassar case to a degree that I can't explain off the top of my head. And on the victim's side. And I said, the reason you feel so duped is because those who need your trust the most work the hardest for it.
There's a lot to that. And it makes you question a lot of things, as it should.
The nature of manipulation is so deep that that's part of the problem, is the shame you feel having believed a person like that. But in reality, that's a master skill set of somebody like that.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.